Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day. Baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Being part of my day, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rick Maurer is our guest. Doc, Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? Also, Beyond the Wall of Resistance, two outstanding books. He's one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rick, you just got back from the Galapagos Islands. Yeah. How long did it take you to get there?
Well, we live in Washington, D.C. area, so we had to fly to Panama, and then there was we missed our connecting flight, which, you know, has nothing to do with the flight, and then another 2 hours to Quito.
To where?
And then Quito, Ecuador.
Right.
The second largest city in Ecuador.
Right.
And then had to take a flight from there to Guayaquil, which is the capital city of Ecuador, and then fly over to the Galapagos. We found
when
out later.
When you say you flew over to the Galapagos, there's an airport on the Galapagos Islands,
and from there
you board a boat.
Right. Yeah. The landing field was built during World War II by the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
As protection. There were like three bases around that whole region, including up in the Upper Caribbean, to protect the Panama Canal in case of attacks.
Right. So basically the whole. The accommodations in the Galapagos are a bunch of boat companies.
Yeah, there is one island, Santa Cruz, that actually has a town that they compel you to spend a day there, so you spend money. This is part of Ecuador's thing.
Right.
But basically, it's restaurants and T-shirt shops. There's no, you know, and it's a big downer.
How charming, right?
I know, especially after 7 days living on a boat and snorkeling and walking and going out on these little rafts in the morning.
So what did you learn? And this is, in the previous segment, folks, you can go back and listen later. He was telling us about his trip to the Galapagos and some of the things he saw there, the tortoises, the two different kinds of iguanas, the marine iguana and the land iguana. What did you learn from the company that you dealt with?
Well, we really looked very, very long and hard to find a company that we thought, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime trip, probably.
Right.
And there's tons of people that do it. And we found this company, CNH Tours, Cultural Natural Heritage Tours.
Right.
And they promise, one, that you're going to be on a very small boat called the Samba. So, like I said, there were 12 of us.
How long is that boat?
I don't know, but it
I'm disappointed you didn't ask that question, Rick.
I know.
I need this information.
I know. I'm sorry.
Is it 50 feet long, 60 feet long? How many people were on it?
Okay, there were, let's see, there were 20 in all.
Okay, it's probably 50, 60 feet.
Yeah, that seems like a good guess.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so gorgeous boat, and they contract with that boat. But what was amazing about CNH is everything was taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we wanted, we could have had a ride, somebody pick us up at Quito Airport and take us to our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the hotel, which they've arranged. It is a gorgeous hotel, not what I was expecting for basically a camping trip.
Mm-hmm.
That place. We get in like a 1:30 in the morning. They're there. They take our bags. Everything is great. Everything that could have distracted you, like trying to, like getting out in the Galapagos, there was a thing going through, you know, it wasn't customs, but it's their security thing. Fortunately, she had somebody at the airport with us who spoke Spanish.
So they had anticipated every need and expectation that you might have had.
Yes, everything.
And that's exceptionalism there.
It is.
That's excellence.
It is. It absolutely. Now, if I'm just traveling, I love kind of that confusion that happens with international traveling.
Right.
But here, I just wanted to enjoy the Galapagos.
You wanted to be taken care of.
I did. And that was perfect. I mean, just it was amazing how often even these little things that I wouldn't have thought of just worked. And, you know, and...
Obviously, they used... their an experience that some of them had or are they somehow they took feedback from their customers or whatever, but they constantly kept asking until they covered all the bases.
They did, and I was amazed. She sent the owner of the company, who by the way is based in Paris, in somewhere in France, I think in Paris, and she's running the company from Paris. Hmm. And her customer service is phenomenal. I never had a question that went over 24 hours without getting answered. So afterwards, she sent me an evaluation, which was really detailed.
Wow.
I mean, she really was asking.
That's how she's getting better.
That's how she's getting better. And as soon as she got that from me, like within an hour or so, she sent me a note back and said, Rick, this is very helpful. Thank you so much.
So it wasn't one of these things, how did you like us?
Right,
You know, please tell us how wonderful we were. It wasn't one of those deals.
Yeah, and you know, Jim, and it hadn't occurred to me until I was just telling you, the questions she was asking were all of those things where there could have been a breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't the happy face, you know, boy,
well,
it was a great experience.
Well, think about it. I mean, this is as much survival for her as it is happiness for you, because if she's in Paris, she doesn't need to have to be getting phone calls in the middle of the night about how things aren't working in the Galapagos.
Right. Well, and actually added to that, I had no cell service or internet service once we were out on the boat, and everybody knew that. So if you had a complaint on day one, mm-hmm. and you're out on the boat, that's not going to get answered until you're off the boat a week later.
Right.
So the fact that she takes care of the details beforehand is, you know, a real testament.
This is called obviously customer service excellence, but it's more important than being competitive. It's about being relevant to the expectations of your customers. And this company obviously has got it going on. And good report from my good friend Rick Maurer. We're going to come back after these messages. It's 10 till. Here's Marshall Tucker to take us out.
I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.